My best writing time is early morning. Ideally, I climb out of bed at 6 and, still in my pyjamas, carry a cup of tea through the garden, enjoying the early morning light and birdsong in the summer, picking my way in the cold dark in the winter. In my writing shed, I read my last paragraph aloud and set to work until breakfast at 8. Breakfast is followed by an hour's cycle ride, when I allow my thoughts to run freely, and I find that while I'm puffing my way uphill, gazing out over the fields on the lookout for hares, the back of my mind will be resolving knotty problems of structure or argument. A quick shower, and then I'm back in the shed with yet another cup of tea. These days, an earlier start to my daughter's school day, her puppy needing a walk, a sense that I will never get everything done if I allow myself the luxury of a bicycle ride, all get in the way of my perfect writing mornings. But even if I can only grab half an hour of that stillness in which to write, I find that I set the right tone and the rest of the day's writing flows much better. I work in silence, fueled by countless cups of tea and biscuits. Finding the right beginning is the hardest part. I try out a number of sentences, reorder them, reject some, write and rewrite and fiddle, and sometimes get thoroughly bogged down. But I can't move on to the body of the text until I've written a satisfactory beginning. And to get this right, I have to have at least a notion of where I want to end, as my aim in most chapters is to create a satisfying sense of circularity for the reader. If I'm tired or stuck and can't concentrate, I set a timer to 25 minutes and don't allow myself to do anything other than write until the timer sounds. Then, 5 minutes to make yet another cup of tea, walk round the garden, lie on the floor and breathe, and then another 25 minutes writing. 25 minutes is just about long enough to draft a paragraph, and the next 25 can be spent polishing it. Quite quickly, the sound of the timer becomes an irritant, or I forget to put it on, and if I'm lucky, I disappear into the writing zone when time passes unnoticed. No daily life worries or concerns intrude, and I live within the writing. Although, if I have two unrelated writing projects, I do sometimes use the 25-minute method to swap between the different writing projects, alternating between the two for 25 minutes each. The first time I did this out of desperation, as I had two competing deadlines. But to my surprise, it works well, as it keeps both projects fresh. The writing part of book production is always an intense period, when after a more relaxed, much longer period of reading and researching in the library, I neglect everything – my family, my friends, cooking, cleaning, my garden. I often tell myself I should change my ways and write at a more measured rate, but I never manage it.